Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series about Kiki, the globe-trotting calico kitty exploring the world's diverse people, places, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families love the books and have been asking for help planning their own adventures. So here we are. Adventure awaits. This summer, it was an RV road trip to Colorado for travel mom Jenny and her family. She joins us to share all the details from their adventure from San Diego. Hello, Jenny. Thank you for joining the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. We love
Kiki. Yay! I'm so excited to have Jenny here. She is one of the most stylish people I know. I had the pleasure of meeting Jenny when we were on an adventure together on a yoga retreat several years ago.
That was so fun to meet you on that retreat and stay in touch with you and all the wonderful ladies. My name's Jenny Livett, and I am a stylist, and I also own a retail store called Pink Lagoon, and we just launched our online store, pinklagoon.com. We really try to focus on teaching women how to build a wardrobe for their lifestyle, so it's really about collecting the right pieces, finding your own personal style, and really like the soul and style. So we're really working with the person so they kind of feel and put forth their very best self. That's kind of what our brand is really truly all about.
At Pink Lagoon, right? Yes. On like Instagram?
At Pink Lagoon and pinklagoon.com. You can find us there.
So tell me a little bit about what did you guys do this summer?
It was a COVID-friendly adventure.
That's great.
I mean, we were home for so many months, and we've always wanted to do like a RV trip for so many years. I have the best memories of as a kid going on these RV trips. So my husband planned it all. So it was really amazing. We started in the Grand Canyon. We got a class, a ski class, motorhome.
Okay, so you got an RV.
Yeah, that we rented. And then, these were really popular trips. So it was really hard to get. So we rented one from a really nice couple. And we went to the Grand Canyon. And the kids hadn't seen that. And then we went to Ouray, Colorado from there, and we visited they have beautiful hot springs in Ouray. Then we went to Stagecoach Reservoir, which is 30 miles outside of Steamboat Springs. In Steamboat Springs, there's a beautiful hot springs. It's called Strawberry Hot Springs. It was so fun. It was like kind of like edged up against the mountain. So it's very hippy dippy, super cool. Definitely a must stop if you're in that part of town. So we spent a few days at the reservoir and we like fished and camped. It was really wonderful. We met some friends there, so that was kind of nice. And then we went to Lake Powell was our last stop. And that was really great, except that everything was rented out, the boats and stuff. So we ended up kind of cutting that part short and then we headed home. But it was an adventure. It was super fun.
That's so cool. So did you rent the RV from where you are now? So yeah. San Diego, and then drove the whole thing?
Yeah. Well, I didn't drive. I should have. My husband did most of the driving, but it was really fun to not have to take those breaks to go to the bathroom. You kind of just like power through and you can like have your lunches and snacks on the, you know, during the drive or leave early while the kids are still sleeping, kind of get on the road. It was really peaceful. And I feel like just like when you travel in Europe and you take the train, which is so magical about traveling in Europe, you see so much of like the land. Just like the landscape and of the country. And I really felt like after this trip, I was like, God, America is so freaking beautiful. And we just got to get out there and look at it more and not always like, oh, I have to go to this exotic destination. There's so much beauty where we live. And I feel like that was probably one of the best parts was just being able to really appreciate that.
Right. How far of a drive was it then from San Diego to the Grand Canyon?
That was like a good 8 hour.
Okay.
I want to say. Yeah. I mean, we were doing like 8 to 10 hours. It was intense.
Right. it was a lot of driving for hubby.
My hubby was like a champion for real. It was pretty impressive. Yeah.
How long did you take in total from like start to finish?
It was like 10 days. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're like 2 days in the Grand Canyon and just like a day or two in Ouray, a few nights in a Stagecoach Reservoir, and then a couple nights in Lake Powell.
Okay. And did you pre-book campsites and everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
My husband was great about that. He was able to find the different campsites so that we were all pre-booked. And they're so beautiful. Those campsites are just, they just happen to be at like the right spots.
I totally agree. Yeah. We met Paul's parents, because they are big RVers. We met them a couple of years ago out at the Grand Canyon. And it was just like, the park was like right.
Right?
Right at the edge. I mean, it was like gorgeous.
I know.
Really, really cool.
I know.
So you have two girls.
I do. I have a 7-year-old Gracie and a 12-year-old, 13. She's a teenager now, Zoe.
And they enjoyed the trip. How'd it go?
Their age difference is already kind of tough, but they were good. You know, it was really like special time, I will say. You know, it was very like bonding. And they always say like the smaller the house, the closer the family. It does just force you guys to just like hang out and bond and do things to for each other and help each other and bring dad a drink or, you know, and like a snack. And I don't know, it was fun. I enjoyed
it. That's
great. I think they did good. I think it was nice. There was like a, you know, the bunk where one of us could be and then someone in the front seat, someone like hanging out. So there was like space to chill out. I mean, that's the thing about the campers that are so cool is that you can like chill out. You can like, I read in like a book, like wouldn't have a, you know, while driving, just like lay down and read a book. So
yeah,
that part's cool.
And did you have to pack everything or did the RV come with anything?
No, the RV came with some stuff, but that was like half a day just packing it, like prepping.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Like Costco trip before, pre-packing some food, marinating stuff, meat so that they're just easy to cook. That part's really fun because you just kind of plan ahead. And
yeah. And you cooked most of the meals?
Oh yeah. We ate out just like maybe a couple times, not much. Like it was all, you know, barbecuing once you get to the campsite, yeah. Making like quick sandwiches and snacks or pre-made stuff that we already had in the camper. It's a lot of preparation with these RV people, but I will say it's so much fun to go to those parks and see like the RV game. You're like, This is like a real American thing. Like this is what they probably spend a lot of their money on. The trucks
exactly.
That take the RVs. Like I feel like I learned so much about just like the RV culture.
Lifestyle.
We actually want to get one now. We want to get that Mercedes one so that I could drive it because this one was a little too big for me. You know, after that trip, I was like, we could be doing like quicker little Friday through Sunday getaways and, you know, go to Lake Arrowhead or just up the coast. And, you know, it doesn't have to be these 10-day trips all the time. We could do that once a year if we have the camper, but like just having, because it is so peaceful. It's like, you know, with all the technology and how the kids are so dialed in all the time, I think that this type of vacation is just such a great way to unplug. Because there were certain places where we were where you could really didn't have internet. Even for me as like a, you know, working person, like it is hard for me to just shut it down. And I, you know, we've all built these habits of being connected all the time. So it's really nice to just be able to just disconnect and be in nature.
So tell me about the hot springs. I love spas.
Yeah. I mean, I will say that we probably got really lucky because of all the COVID regulations that they weren't like crazy crowded because they only allowed a certain amount of people in these hot springs. So I wonder if I would like it as much during normal times, but they were wonderful. I mean, they had like different temperatures that you would go in. And I like the hot, hot ones. They're like jacuzzi hot, but they're all natural, which is incredible. And so it's so good for your skin, so good for your just immune system. And I mean, there's so many amazing hot springs all over the country. So it's just looking them up when you're traveling.
And so what do you think was the girls' favorite part?
Well, we like to eat. So I feel like mealtime is their favorite part. You know, I think their favorite part was just all being together. I think it really was. I think kids really do enjoy that just as much as we do. It's like that family time, all being together. And like they enjoyed when like we went and met with groups where there was other kids for them to hang with and all of that. So I think that was the favorite. But I think mealtime truly was the favorite time because it's kind of like
good.
All you're doing is like all, especially when we were with the group, it was like they were making really amazing things. We're all sharing like.
Oh, that's fun.
It's just fun.
obviously you love to travel with the girls, and now you have a new found love for the U.S. Adventures, which is, I think, so cool, because I think that's what's happening to everybody this summer, right?
Yeah.
And even into next year. I mean, they're saying, you know, the road trip is going to continue to rain, you know, very strongly. Why do you travel with the girls?
We love traveling, and I think it's so important with the kids to, like, give them that real life experience, not just like what they read about at school or learn about or see pictures on, you know, the internet, but they really get to have that real experience, because I think that's where you really, it sinks in with them that, like, I saw the Grand Canyon, I get it now, I learned about it, and now I got to see it with my own eyes. And yeah, I just think that they need that in-person tactile experience. And honestly, those are the memories. I mean, those are the things that you can't buy. We remember our experiences, not the things we get. You know, my husband and I made that agreement so many years ago, like, the gift of experiences is so much more mm-hmm. valuable than more stuff. So yeah, I mean, that's our favorite gift to give. It's sort of sad because we had done that around the holidays this year. Last year, we were going to give each one, like, Gracie wanted to go to New York and Zoe wanted to go to Florida. But because everything sort of shut down, we weren't able to, like, do those trips. They were like, rain check, stop asking me. We're not going anywhere. We love doing, like, a more experience and, like, not doing such the heavy gifting, you know?
Yeah, I love that. That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounds like an RV might be in your future.
I think so.
Any trip that you're dreaming or planning about? Sounds like you got a rain check for Florida and New York.
I know. I mean, the kids, I did tell my daughter this morning that I was going to be on this Kiki's Adventures podcast. And I was like, she was like, it was a fun trip, but I really do like hotels too. I was like, I know, sweetie. Like, it wasn't my favorite. It wasn't my favorite. I was like, okay. But I think what's cool about having an RV would be to actually mix the trips up. I keep, like, saying this.
You could,
like,
totally.
You know, what about on that travel day when you're about to get to the hotel, why spend the money on the hotel night when you could just RV it and sleep over, check in early at the hotel, spend the money on the night, then, you know, stay at the hotel for a couple nights, then RV it for, I feel like mixing it up would just be so fun and cool.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And, like, even just the staycation, like, there's so many great places in San Diego that I would love to go to, but it just feels weird to just go, you know? So I feel like those little impromptu, like, nights can do so much. And I know my husband keeps talking about, like, if we got we would do more of, like, a California coast to mm-hmm. Oregon, Washington, Vancouver, Montana, like, through the Dakotas. That would be, like, kind of maybe the next with the camper trip.
Mm-hmm. That sounds fun.
Yeah. When we can fly, we'll do something a little more exotic, but.
Well, thank you, Jenny.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. And thank you to everyone for joining us on this episode of the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. There's an overview of the episode in the show notes. Head over to the podcast section of the Kiki's Big Adventures website for more specific details, places, and lots more travel planning tips. Thank you for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. Look forward to traveling together on the next episode. Adventure awaits!